Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're 5-4. We're leading the division.
Oh, yeah, I feel great about that. Feel real good about the Steelers leading the AFC North. Joining us now to get into the bad and the ugly, because there was no good last night, is Trey Essex, Snap Count Show podcast with Charlie Batch, one of our favorites. He typically joins us on Tuesdays, but we're flipping him around with Mark Caboli because Caboli is in the air on his way home right now. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Trey, you were getting some crap last night for criticizing Aaron Rodgers. I'm not sure that you can be an analyst if you watch the game and say things that are good about Aaron Rodgers. I guess the big question is, do you think that's a one-off, or do you have some concerns that now Rodgers is turning back into a pumpkin?
No, I think it's a one-off. He had a bad game. He's been great for us. And without his play this year, we would probably be a lot worse off right now. We wouldn't be leading the division, like he said in his presser last night. And so he played bad. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He didn't get a lot of help from the offensive line. They gave up 5 sacks, a lot of pressure. But, he didn't have his best game. And, I mean, that's just being the real.
Trey, how much of this loss do you put on Mike Tomlin?
I mean, this is the second primetime game in a row where we failed to show up. And so coaching definitely takes a part in it. For some reason, we're not getting prepared for these big-time games. It used to be a saying, it's a 5-star matchup because we're in it. That's one of his things, you know? And we're not showing up. And so for us to only score 10 points, for us to look the way that we looked yesterday, Coach Tomlin has to take some of that blame as well. Obviously, the players had to execute, but they weren't prepared.
Trey Essex joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. So you had Spencer Anderson next to Broderick Jones. How do you evaluate his play? How big a loss was Sam Mullen?
It was weird, man, because Andres Pete actually started at left guard. Ball started. He was excited to get out there. Got the ball a little bit too early. Got a little previous, as one of my Northwestern coaches would say. But Spencer, I thought, was solid. Now, I haven't had a chance to dig into the film yet, and I'll do that here pretty soon. Make sure you guys tune in for the Trench Report on the Snap Count later this evening. But Roger didn't have a good game. Troy didn't have a good game. Troy, I think, came down from his high, people praising him for his performance against the Colts last week, did not have a good game either. And so it's not just Broderick. It was definitely a total O-line failure. I thought Spencer was solid just from a surface level analysis, but I'll dig into it here pretty soon.
Trey, to me, it seems like DK Metcalf goes through the motions sometimes. Now, I'm not going to go as far as calling him out and saying that he doesn't give effort. I mean, he gives effort all the time, but it just seems like he's just not in tune with the plays. And sometimes he'll be running a route and it looks like he's like, oh man, the ball's coming my way, and then not make the appropriate play. What have you seen from DK Metcalf? Are you underwhelmed by his performance as he's been a Steeler?
No is the short answer. I'm not disappointed. I'm disappointed in our usage of him. I think for somebody like him, and this is the day and age where we have prima donna wide receivers, it's just the way it is. You got to get these guys involved. You got to keep them engaged. And this offense is not keeping him engaged. He disappears for large portions of the game. He doesn't get targeted for large portions of the game. And he is too important of a piece of this offense for that to happen. And so I think maybe what you're seeing is maybe he's just not totally engaged with what's going on because he's not involved enough.
They're paying a lot of attention to DK Metcalf. And we saw in the fourth down play, he was double covered. Rodgers even said post game he should have looked to the other side of the field. I think Freiermuth was out there, and he said he should have targeted him. Would a number two wide receiver change things a little bit for DK Metcalf? We saw Calvin Austin drop a ball right in the hell's his name? The old Steelers
Dante
score.
Jackson.
Thank you. Dante Jackson's arms. Jacoby Myers didn't have an entire drop the entire season last year, just FYI. So do you think that would have helped? They can't do anything about it now.
I mean, yeah. I guess that. Yeah, we need a second wide receiver. We've needed one for the last 3 or 4 years. And you're starting to see, like, these defenses are targeting whoever is our number one. Last year it was GP. So the only way they can get the ball are on these 50-50 balls or these big play balls because they're getting so much attention from the defense. And so I think Calvin Austin is a heck of a player. I wish we can get him more involved and make him – he doesn't seem like a true number two, but I think he has the talent to be a true number two. Whatever the strategy is with us, as far as us thinking we don't need that second wide receiver to take the pressure off the first, I don't get it. I don't understand what our philosophy is when it comes to that.
Trey, would you be willing to bet that the Steelers fix some of their issues that we saw last night and beat the Cincinnati Bengals at home on Sunday?
Oh, yeah. We'll probably win this game, yeah. And we'll feel some type of way next week. But, like, this team is so Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Like, yep. And it's so frustrating as a fan to watch because it's like I don't see the potential. Like, we're racing to mediocrity once again. And it sucks being a fan knowing that this year is so much parity in the NFL. It feels like anybody could take it, but I don't feel like we're one of them right now. Right?
Very well put.
That's so well said, because it's not even just game to game. It's half to half. And when the offense is playing well, the defense isn't playing well. Like, the defense dropped a couple of turnovers. But they played well, and the offense was as bad as it's been all season. They can't line everything up. I'm totally with you. So you don't put much on the defense from last night?
No, I don't. And they were worn out. The same story is on its way happening once again, where the defense is going to get worn to enough. Now, granted, they weren't playing well to start the season, but they seem to be finding something. I think that safety of putting Ramsey and Duggar back there is really solidifying the defense. I thought Patrick Queen played a lot better after taking a lot of heat. Alex Highsmith is finding his groove. You know, the defense is playing well. I don't like the way that Vidal was able to get almost 100 yards rushing yesterday. We didn't stop that. After stopping the leading rusher who ran for 200 million yards yesterday versus the Falcons, we held him to 40-something yards, and we let Vidal go off for almost, what was it, like 98 or something?
95. Yeah.
But they were tired. They were tired. And it's because the offense can't stay on the field. And it's the same story for the last 3 or 4 years. Yesterday, the time of possession was 38-22. I'm rounding up. I think it was like 37 and some change versus 22. You can't have that. And your defense is going to get tired, and they're ultimately going to get hurt. And that's what's – we're on our way towards that. And they need to fix something offensively to combat that, because right now, that's what it looks like.
Trey, do you think they got away from the running game too early?
They always do.
Yeah.
We always do. And I don't understand. Arthur Smith made his hay running the ball with Derrick Henry. And we have a good running back in Jalen Warren. We have a good running back room because Gainwell is solid. I think Caleb Johnson is finding his stride as well. Jalen, what, averaged 5.4 yards a carry yesterday? Has 70 yards on 12 carries or something like that.
14,
and yeah. Like, he needs the ball more. Obviously, especially because we don't have a second wide receiver. We don't have a consistent pass game, you know, and Aaron Rodgers shouldn't be dropping back 30, 40 times a game. I don't think he did it this time, but yes, we get away from the run way too soon, way too often, and that's been the case all year long.
Collinsworth had himself a day yesterday because he said, Mike Tomlin, he's not going to get away from that running game. And then that's when Rodgers sailed it over Rainey's head and then threw the fade on fourth down to DK Metcalf. He also said that Bud Dupree and Aaron Rodgers were teammates at one point, which obviously never happened. Make mistakes. Never me.
Right.
But other broadcasters make mistakes. Trey, we appreciate you being flexible and flipping days, man. Thank you so much.
Whenever I can stand for the great Mark Caboli, you know, I'll take that any day.
My man. Thank you, Trey. Thanks, appreciate Trey. It.
All right, fellas.
That is the great Trey Essex. You can follow him on Twitter at TreyDay79. Check out his podcast with Charlie Batch, the Snap Count Show. Also, you had Judge Judy ripping Mike Tomlin before the game.
What?
Yeah.
When? Where?
Pre-game. Real weird.
What'd she say?
That something about the wool being pulled over our eyes. Mm. I didn't see it. I was watching the that show about the rabbit. You ever seen that one with Jason Bateman, the new one?
I heard it's pretty good.
It is awesome.
I heard it's great.
My wife said, do we really need to watch Football Night in America? Can we watch the rabbit show, whatever the hell it's called? Black Rabbit?
Black Rabbit, yeah.
It's awesome.
It's great.
It's tremendous. Mm-hmm. Jason Bateman always plays himself.
Yep.
But he plays himself well.
Ozark was great.
Ozark was awesome. This is kind of... I've only watched three episodes.
Of Ozark?
Of this. Oh. Of the Black Rabbit. Jude Law, who I thought was a woman until we started watching.
You thought Jude Law was a woman?
My wife said, hey, we should watch this new Black Rabbit show. I said, I don't know. She said, Jason Bateman's. And I was like, okay. She's like, Jude Law. I was like, oh, she's hot. Thought it was... Who's the one? Ashley Judd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Double Jeopardy.
Yeah. What?
Double Jeopardy.
Texas brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where you always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You asked, Trey, how much do you put this on Tomlin? We briefly touched on that earlier. Let's get to that coming up next. Because my answer at the beginning of the show would be different than my answer now. And we'll tell you next at 412-928-9370. Give us a ring.
How would you? Next.
You think that had to do with Tomlin being unsatisfied with...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rodgers player, or is that him just trying to make a point and get out of there?
Make a point and get out of there. Both.
He was definitely disappointed in his play because he answered a question earlier about Rodgers and wasn't particularly friendly to his quarterback. But I'll tell you what, if this was the New York media on the back page right now, the post, it would be trouble in paradise, ? And I can't help but think back to last year and how things changed for Russell Wilson and how they started taking freedoms away from him. I don't think that's going to happen here, but that was an odd response. Mm-hmm. And really one of the weirder Tomlin press conferences and actually just one of the weirder Tomlin body language games that we've seen. They kept cutting to him on the sideline, and he looked like, and we love this man, but he looked like Caboli in a press setting. Like, Caboli always looks like someone stepping on his toes or, like, tweezing his pubic hair.
Yeah, he looked really confused. He kept looking at the Jumbotron, too. Like, he was not, like, looking straight ahead at the game. He kept, like, just looking at replays.
It was odd, and not, it was atypical. We don't see Tomlin look that perplexed, bemused on the sideline. And I don't know what that's about. Someone called up earlier and said Rodgers played poorly because he was up past his bedtime. Maybe Tomlin at his advanced age is a little too old to be having to coach these night games.
Then they were down. They were down by, what, maybe two scores at the time. And I think their Jalen Warren had a long run. It was like towards the end of the game. He was laughing with somebody on the sidelines. Tomlin was.
You can't be laughing.
He was like, he like laughed at something. And I was like, what in the world?
Remember when Derek Anderson laughed on the sideline of a Cardinals game and they were getting blown out and he got asked a question about it and he totally went off? Imagine if someone asked Tomlin last night, what were you chuckling about?
Yeah. Did you see that? Or
no, I missed it.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah, he was like giggling about something and they were like losing by, they were going to lose the game.
I was all ready to start the show today and say this is the rare Steelers loss that I wouldn't pin on Mike Tomlin. Because sometimes players got to go out there and make plays. And Joey Porter Jr. dropped an interception. And Kyle Duggar dropped an interception. And the quarterback was awful. And that's not Tomlin's fault. But then, as we've gone on in the show, I'm thinking of the vast number of mistakes that they made. They got gashed on the ground by, with all due respect, a no-name guy. Relative to who they've played the last couple of weeks. They had four penalties. All were ill-timed. Like, the first play of the game was a false start. Your quarterback plays bad. You got guys dropping interceptions. You're giving up big gashes on the ground. You muff a punt. You have a drop that turns into an interception. It seemed like across the board, nobody played well except for Jalen Warren. So, yeah, I put that mostly on the players, but when it's every guy, how do I not put that on the coach?
You gave up a safety. Did you say that?
No, I forgot that one. Troy Faltano should have been credited with the tackle on that safety, too. He's been very good. Like, he had not given up a sack coming into the game today. He was brutal yesterday. Across the board, everyone was brutal. How can I not put that on Mike Tomlin? When nobody shows up for a primetime five-star matchup, again, how can I not put that on the coach? Of course it's on the coach. 412-928-9370. Ryan in Columbus has been waiting for almost an hour. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, how you doing, fellas? Thanks for having me on the show.
You got it.
Hey, I just think that we're teetering here on the line of insanity. I just high hopes every year in the offseason. Until recently, Khan came around. We were kind of stagnant in the free agent market, in the trade market. You know, it just seems like there's zero emphasis to kind of bolster this offensive line here. When we do draft a receiver, it just seems like they can't stay healthy, or it's just a drama club. It's like a high school drama club. Then we end up just shipping them out of town, you know. And then it's just crazy to me that we pay a receiver over $100 million, and it just seems like he's non-existent at times. It seems like we've been watching the same offense for years.
Last night definitely felt like that.
Mm-hmm.
Last night felt like the previous 5 years. I mean, they couldn't get anything going. They were down by 9 points. They might as well have been down by 1,000.
Exactly. That's what it felt like.
They just weren't moving the ball at all. They got outgained again. They were horrific on third downs. The time of possession reflected that. And they've lost the time of possession every game. And I think Trey makes a good point. Eventually, that's going to catch up to the defense if it isn't already.
Mm-hmm.
I tweeted it out during the game. Like, the dam was going to break. And then what did we see? The Ladd McConkey long catch and run, and then the easy touchdown after that. The dam broke. And that's the mark of a bad football team, which is what brings us back to the coach. Some days the defense looks great. First half yesterday looked great. First half against Green Bay played well. They're not even doing it for an entire game. And then the offense hasn't been the problem all year long. Well, the defense, you finally get a good effort from them when they're not forcing turnovers. They're actually forcing punts, and the offense can't do anything with it. That's a mark of a bad football team.
Mm-hmm.
Corey in New Kent, hi.
How you doing?
Great.
Well, I tell you, I agree with most everything you said, but I just want to remind Steeler fans how long and how many quarterbacks we had to go through between Bradshaw and Ben. And they just need to be a little more patient. That's all we can do.
Corey, you sound like a positive guy. I like that. You drink your coffee and it's half full, huh?
Well, I drink tea and it's always full.
All right, Corey. Tea gives me the trots. 412-928-9370. Never been a big tea guy. You like tea?
I love tea.
Really?
Yep. I love iced tea. I love hot tea. I love sleepy time tea. I love green tea.
What's sleepy time tea?
You drink it at night and it helps you sleep.
Like chamomile?
Yeah, sure.
Marijuana?
No.
Oh. I thought that's what you were getting at.
Mm-mm. There's actually sleepy time tea. You should try it.
I don't have trouble sleeping. I have trouble staying awake.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
412-928-9370. How much of last night's loss do you put on Mike Tomlin? We'll take your calls. 412-928-9370. Also, did Collinsworth let something slip? I think he did, and we haven't talked about it yet. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can give us a ring, on that hotline, 412-928-9370. We'll talk to you in a moment. Doran, I just got my first peek at the snap counts from last night. Who would you say was the Steelers' best offensive player?
Jaylen Warren.
You want to take a guess how often he was on the field? What percent?
Oh, wow.
I thought it'd be bad. I'm staggered.
37%?
46%! He's our best player! He played less than half the time!
So how much did Gainwell play?
I got to pull the snap counts up again. I immediately went to find him.
Because we know that Caleb Johnson got that chunk, and then I don't think we saw him after that, maybe like one time.
At that point, it just feels like you're shoehorning in a young guy because he hasn't played that much. It didn't make any sense. You have paid Jaylen Warren. He has been really one of your most consistent offensive players all season long in the passing and the running game. And you yank him out for Caleb Johnson, and he plays 46% of the snaps. Gainwell played more. He played 52% of the snaps. And I like Gainwell. You like Gainwell. Gainwell's a nice little player, but he's playing more than Warren. And people are going to chime in, well, you know, he's a third down back. Jaylen Warren can handle that. You need something. You need explosion. He's the only guy who made a play. He leapt over a dude. That was a hell of a play, by the
way. That was nice.
Pretty nice.
Yep.
I don't understand the physics of it when you're flying through the air and the helmet hit his shoe.
Mm-hmm.
It hit his cleat.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't. It didn't even faze him.
Mm-mm.
Nothing.
It's like jumping over a hurdle if you ran track.
Harry, do you think I jumped over hurdles running track in high school?
No, you were a coxswain. You sat in a boat and steered it a little bit.
Steered it a lot. Don't undersell me. But I wasn't jumping over no hurdles. Asking if I know what it's like to jump over a hurdle, please. Christian in Tampa, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
I know we talk a lot about firing Tomlin, but I think one thing that isn't talked about enough is that the Rooneys are the second poorest owners in the NFL. The Steelers consistently have the smallest front office. They have the second smallest coaching staff. And a part of it is it might not matter who the coach is if the financial abilities to compete in the NFL aren't there by the ownership.
Well, you're paying Mike Tomlin damn near top of the market money, if not top of the market money. I mean, he's making about $20 million a year. So if you did move on from Mike Tomlin, you would save money there and you could trickle it out to the rest of the staff. I mean, this is a topic. It's not like we haven't brought that up before. I mean, we've talked about their small staff size. I guess size does matter. 412-928-9370. Speaking of size, Darnell Washington, 300 plus. Did you hear what Collinsworth said?
No, wait.
So on the broadcast yesterday, he said in their pre-production meeting with Aaron Rodgers that Rodgers said that the Steelers were trying to move him to tackle and that Rodgers put the kibosh on it.
Really?
Yes. Like, we knew that there had been some discussions, and that's why they're so sensitive with his weight and all that stuff. Never before had it been revealed that Rodgers was the one who put an end to it.
I did not know that. But we were onto something, I know that.
Damn right. You were the first guy I ever heard say it, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It was last year Doug Whaley was in here, and I was like, what? No way!
If he wants to make money, that's what he needs to do. That's where you make the most money, playing tackle. More than tight end. Give up catching passes by just locking down rush ends.
Now,
make a lot of money.
Now I'm caught in between. Because back then, he wasn't running well. He wasn't a featured part of the offense. And you had Dan Moore Jr. than Broderick Jones. And so I was all about it once you and Doug had convinced me. Okay, sure. You know what? Why not? And then, this training camp, we talked about it because Broderick had such a terrible first couple of days. I love him as a tight end, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm keeping him there a little bit now. I thought by his weight and how he had knee issues that he wasn't going to be able to move the way he does. But now watching him move, like, I'm keeping him at tight end. But if I were him after this season, yeah, I'm making the switch.
Oh, if I were him, absolutely.
Yeah. Yep, I'm going to the Steelers and be like, you know what? I'm going into probably his, what, contract year, I believe?
Yeah.
I'm making a switch.
If I were him, I would absolutely want to do it. And I expect that he could still get a little bit better at tight end, but he's never going to get to top end tight end money. And if he's an average tackle or a below average tackle, look what happened to
Dan Moore.
$82 million. Exactly. Bucks. Kelvin Beachum made millions and millions and millions of dollars. And he's just a guy. Mm-hmm. No, all due respect. Very nice man, actually. Mm-hmm. I like Kelvin Beachum. But, yeah, if I were him, I'd want to do it. But I love the catch he made over the middle last night. It was Aaron's best throw. It was the best catch of the game. He got hands. Mm-hmm. I know he dropped a couple last week. He also made an unbelievable catch last week. So for now, I'd want to keep him there. 412-928-9370. A texter writes in, Adam can't jump over a puddle.
Man.
I really can't.
I can't jump over a puddle.
Do you think if
Kalis laid down, do you think you could jump over him?
Just thinking about how mean I want to be to Kalis. Yes, of course I could. He's not that big. If we went to the combine and I could smack one of those
vertical
things,
would you be able to smack any of them?
How high is the lowest one?
Probably like 20 inches.
No way.
Wait, not 20 inches.
I couldn't jump over a foot.
Well, for reference, in my prime, I could jump 14,
mm-hmm.
and I'd never made it to the NFL combine.
14 so. Inches?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, 20. I think the lowest is probably 20.
No chance. Zero chance.
19, 20.
No way. Michael in Columbus.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Yo.
Hey, so I'm generally a Tomlin supporter, maybe to a fault, but I think one of the most egregious things that he's done recently is the mismanagement of George Pickens, especially what we've seen with George going to Dallas and his play, and then the glaring number two wide receiver problem in Pittsburgh. It just looks worse and worse every single week.
Do you think he'd be doing that here, Michael?
I don't know. If we know that wide receivers are divas, and Pickens has more targets, more catches, and more yards per game in Dallas, and he's sharing the load with CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, we know what he's doing in Dallas. I'm wondering if you think he'd do it here.
I think he would.
I do. I think.
Oh,
so.
He'd be acting a fool.
But why?
I never
that?
Said that sentence in my entire life.
Isn't that a problem that the coach is in if he's not in Dallas?
Yeah, no doubt, in part. But on the flip side, like Antonio Brown just got arrested for attempted murder, and we saw what happened whenever he left Pittsburgh compared to what happened here in Pittsburgh. They actually seemed to have him on the straight and narrow more so than he was when he left. So, I don't know. George Pickens ain't coming back. And I think they thought he was going to hold out. That's what I think. Just some things I've been told, educated guess. I think they thought he was going to hold out, and they weren't going to pay him. Now, maybe you can make the argument they should have paid him, but I don't think I would have paid him. At best, I would have kept him around for this year. But he's been very good.
Yeah,
and
really
DK
good.
Metcalf has disappeared and has, what, 145 yards in four games? I mean, that can't happen.
13 catches.
Yikes.
Jeez.
But don't worry. Marquez. What's his name?
MBS.
MVS is coming to save the day, Norm. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Big sports week. Big sports week. We get into that a little bit more coming up next, plus maybe a call or two. Goodbye. Starkey, seconds ago. Adam, do you like pickled eggs?
No.
He's got a pink pickle egg.
Yeah.
I bet you I would like it.
Yeah, I probably would, but not right now.
Never had one. No, at 9:53 is too early for a pickled egg.
Yeah, I don't want it.
Harry, 9:53 too early for a pickled egg? I think so.
I like saying the word pickles.
50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. How about Luis Ortiz?
It's just, what was it, $6,000? What, $12,000?
$12,000 bribe.
Yeah.
And Class A was making $6.4 million in it, same thing.
What in the world?
And they're facing 65 years in prison. What the hell? How do you make that life decision?
I don't know.
At least Charrington won a trade. Meanwhile, you have the backyard basketball on Thursday, 6 p.m., which is annoying to me. That needs to be on a weekend every year, especially when it's in Morgantown. And you got College game day on Saturday. Big pit week.
Oh, yeah.
Big.
Yep.
Big pit week.
Mm-hmm.
Transparency here. I don't think Pitt or West Virginia basketball have been overly impressive to this point.
No, so. They've been underwhelming. But yeah. It's still the beginning of the season. You'll see. We'll see.
Rivalry. Have no clue. Both teams have so many new parts.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't seen an early line on it or anything yet, but we'll be excited.
Yeah.
A little backyard basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then the Penguins are off to Sweden to play Nashville because that's what they were asking for in Sweden, was more Pittsburgh and Nashville hockey teams. the NHL International Series. Penguins are off all week long until Friday, and they play at 2.
Okay.
Sweden. You ever been to Sweden?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You have not.
Yes, I have.
For why?
I had to go there for a work trip when I was doing construction.
If that's a lie, that's a damn good lie, Harry. You ever been to Sweden? You've never left the country.
How do you know that?
You told us.
I was a big star in Sweden.
That's not true. Wait a minute. That's not true. I went to Canada.
That doesn't count.
Wait, that's out of the country.
We've adopted it. Haven't you heard? Where have you been? All right. Good show.
Mm-hmm.
Was it you were really upset.
I just can't believe. Not only was it the $12,000 for Luis Ortiz.
That's just...
A pitch that Emmanuel Clase threw that was supposed to be a ball wound up getting swung at. So it wound up being a strike. Pablo Torre found out about all of it. So Clase was going to make money throwing a ball on purpose to the dude at the dish, swung and missed.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, think about this, too. Like, there had to be written evidence. Like, they had to be, like, texting or something.
And that's exactly what Pablo Torre found out, was that there was, from these people, or whatever, the mob or whoever's in charge of this thing, they texted Clase a gif hanging themselves with toilet paper after there was the swinging strike. So, yeah, they've documented it all. So, a word to the wise for the kids. Don't do that.
Don't.
But if you do, don't put it in writing. If you're dumb, don't put it in writing. Social media, anything like that. All right. Starkey's probably brushing his teeth after eating the pickled egg. We'll talk to Ian's tomorrow at 5:40. Good show today, Doran.
Yes.
Yes. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 37. Tomorrow, high of 38. Saturday, though, for Pitt, Notre Dame, at noon, highs around 51. Goodbye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.